tough old weekend, though, for the Knights in Magic Round. Getting smashed by Wests after a very, very tough first 20 minutes where they're already 18-0 down.
Didn't
memory.
We call them the Stinky Tigers
I
last
called
week?
Them the
you
stinky
called
Tigers.
Them the Stinky Tigers.
Mate, they've won two games. Well, up until the weekend.
Yeah.
Now they've won three.
Yeah. They lost 36-18, the Knights did. Blake joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. Gee, it doesn't make me feel any better after that introduction.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about something else before we get into it? Or do you want to get this out of the way and then we can talk about something else?
You know what? We can either close the curtains and hide, or you've got to open them up and just front it. And it is what it is. So wasn't a whole heap of magic from us on the weekend at Magic Round. We were disappointing.
Well, according to one article, there was a lot of magic from the Knights. You made the discipline disappear. ball control also vanished. I mean, these are
magic
tricks in some journo's opinions.
It's not the magic you come to watch, though, is it, that one?
No, fair enough.
And then, Blakey, Adam O'Brien, the coach, of course, said after the game that you guys are on a roller coaster. Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. We need to get off this roller coaster. How do you feel about that as a player? And then I suppose the million-dollar question, how do you get off the roller coaster of going win, loss, win, loss?
Well, obviously, it's not what anyone wants, and it's not nice to hear from your coach, but he can't sugarcoat it and hide away from it. That's the reality of it at the moment. You know, we were worlds apart from how we performed the week before in terms of our effort and I think they've been the most frustrating things for him, that the consistency of that each week. So, it's something we're working really hard on and trying to fix. But at the moment, it's been a bit of a snowball for us, to be honest, in games. When things haven't gone well, they just keep going bad for us.
And like, what happens in that week? Because last week at halftime, you were saying you got a rocket, you had your heart questioned, and then everyone rallied against the Raiders, and then you turn it around to the Stinky Tigers and kind of put this up on a platter. How does that change? How do you get your heart questioned and go, oh, we're not going to stand for that, and then have that kind of complacency the next week?
Really, I wish I knew the answer. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well, you
know, it happens in all team sports. You know what I mean? It's a tough one to find out the exact reason. But you know, every club goes through some tough little periods or little ruts, and we just need to find our find out what works for us and try and stick to it and just reduce the gap from our best performance and worst performance are just way too far apart at the moment, and then. And that's why there's so much inconsistency in how we go week to week.
Yeah. And let's talk the big narrative out of the weekend, the crackdowns on the head highs, anything above the neck. There was 14 sin bins, people getting sent off, put on report all over the shop. And Peter Vlahakis said that they're not taking a backward step on it. It's a short-term pain for a long-term game. It'll kill the game if they keep the head highs in there. Everyone on fans online blowing up about this, saying it's ruining the game, it's not touch footy, yada, yada, yada. What do you think about it?
I tend to agree, to be honest. I just think that, I think it was maybe an overreaction. Some of the sin binnings in particular, I just thought that they were probably penalties and that's about it. But the impact on the game these days with the possession and the six agains that get called, you know, so easily, to be honest. When you're one man down in the bin, teams are scoring three tries because they're trying as hard as they can to slow the game down, and then the refs are just blowing six against. The game's gone. I just hope they realise quickly the impact that it has on the result of a game when you just sending people off.
Yeah, it's making it so tough.
Yeah.
And you guys spending the week in up in Queensland. I was wondering if you could do us a favour. There's a man who's looking for his ride-on lawnmower who was stolen up there.
In far north Queensland.
In far north Queensland. You guys are heading up north. So if you could just keep your eyes out, that'd be a huge help for us.
Just send his details through, mate. I've got a bit of spare time. I'll see if I can chase it down.
Yeah.
There's a picture of the shirtless man riding away very slowly.
Yes. He's probably still cruising only a couple hundred metres away. Yeah.
Totally.
Drinking a beer, and it's a green John Deere. So check that out, Blakey.
We'll flick it through, though, mate.
Can you imagine if Blake John Green brings down the tractor bandit? I would love that. That's a great headline. Let's get all these yucky headlines out of the papers and stuff, you know. Ingrained mediocrity. I don't think so. Yes. They're bloody detectives in their spare time.
Blake could be a hero. Are you playing this week, Blake? Are you back?
Yeah, I should be back this week, mate. So I did some training over over the weekend, and everything looks good to go. So I should be lining up on Thursday night.
It's a fantastic. Massive game against the Cows, because the Cows are 12 and we're 11 on the ladder. Very, very close.
Okay.
So this is a big game, Blakey. You know, I want you to go out there and channel your inner Ducko. Just go get the win.
No, can you come second that time?
It's an important one for us, mate. We need a good performance and get back on track.
Yeah. Quickly, sledge the Cowboys, Gilly. Stinky Tigers, what are the Cowboys?
Go make some milk.
The old milkers, hey?
Wow.
He's got the Cowboys, not cows, but, you know, the nickname.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not your best.
Pasteurized. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Knights Cows Thursday, 7:50. Blake Green, good luck this week. Stick together, mate, and go get the win.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Sneak Jess and Ducko.